Just testing. Can you hear me? Sound good? Yes, yes, I hear you. Great.
Great. So the first thing navigation did is that we went through all of the JIRAs and we pulled the ones that looked like navigation related into a spreadsheet. And you can find that in the navigation folder. And then we categorize them. I'm not sure how to do a screen share or if folks can just go ahead and look in the navigation folder. Is that okay? To just do that on your own or?
Yeah, other people, any thoughts? Otherwise, we could do a screen share if people would like. If you want to do a screen share yourself, it's in the bottom menu, and I think it's a green icon.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a green square with an arrow.
Aha. Can you see now?
Perfect.
Great. So these are our categorized JIRAs. And some of them aren't JIRAs yet. Actually, we started from the spec that how everybody got a spec on their group and then added a few issues of our own. So the ones that we focused on today were background job navigation, and Sarah did some of those. And then I'm going to start with the ones that I worked on, which were linked records. So I created like a little mini spec, which we called our linked records spec. So I went through and I tried to work through and basically, created just some wireframes. So like for this one, it's add the ability to relate subjects and link related subjects. So I have a screenshot of current behavior, just a gist of what the bug is, and then a screenshot of what we want the desired behavior to be and how that would change. And we did that for pretty much each one. So I don't know if you want me to go through and explain each one or what the best use of our time is.
For some people who aren't maybe so technologically experienced, what kind of guidelines, what kind of advice would you give for creating wireframes like what you've done?
Sure. So what I did, I wound up actually just taking screenshots with Grab because I'm on a Mac. And then I just used PowerPoint as a really quick and dirty way to kind of reconfigure them. So I just use shapes on PowerPoint and text boxes. There's also some free tools out there that you can use that make them look a lot more like wireframes. And I don't know if we wanted to start using some of those. I didn't touch that because it looked like a lot of what folks were doing was to keep it looking a lot like the UI so we had a better sense of what things would look like.
Great. Do you have any issues that you'd like to bring up to the group? Sometimes when addressing the issue, there's a lot of subjective decisions to make. So I was just curious if you had any things you'd like to discuss.
Sure. There were a few things that I thought definitely needed input from some of our other groups. Like one thing for this was treating events as a sub-record within other records. I was wondering if we wanted behavior also for view and edit, and things to be aware of. We need to ensure consistency. And then further down, I put in some other comments, like we needed input from the reports group, some input on this one from user and accounts and permissions. I think a lot of things I was finding in the work I did was that it definitely requires input from other groups that are working, even though it may be primarily a navigation bug. We still need input from the other groups because there's so much overlap. I'm guessing other people are finding that in their areas too.
Does anybody else have any questions for Alexandra? I'm really impressed by what you your group has done. I think it's Well, I can imagine. Well, Christine, what do you think? I think that having those screenshots of a brief description of what currently occurs and then such clear description of what the desired outcomes should be seems really helpful. potentially for developers?
Definitely. The less that developers have to try to figure out for themselves, the better. So yes, and the visual piece of that is really helpful. So that looks great.
Great.
Yeah. I was especially pleased looking over the documentation on seeing some ideas that I had suggested filled out, like especially about the user permissions for single resource records. I was just amazed at what you guys did and just really impressed.
Great, thanks.
Bravo. Yes.
And I know Sarah had started to do some work too on the reports. I don't know if Sarah wants to talk about that. I haven't had a chance to look at what she's done. I think she's on chat.
So oh, okay.
I'll stop my share. Let's see.
So I think for everybody who hasn't had a chance to really look through those specifications, I think it would be a good idea for everybody to take a look at it and see their format, see the style. And it doesn't have to be like that, but it seems like what they've been doing is really, really effective. And also notice Alexandra's notes for if she's taking specific teams for some extra input.
Would it be helpful if somehow we called out what specific behavior should be, or do they want, should we give more details for the devs, or is there anything that's missing that you'd like to see?
Well, that's a good question. I need to take a look at your specifications more to
sure.
to really give some helpful feedback, but I think as much detail as possible would be great. So especially in the things when you're proposing some new features or new capabilities, that's when being as specific as possible would be especially helpful.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, hello? This
Hi.
This is Sarah. I got on my phone.
Hey, Sarah.
Same here.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, so thank you so much, Alexandra. Your report looks amazing. I took a look at the background jobs, but I did not realize till recently I was working from an older document, but there's still issues that I think people wanted to talk about with the background jobs and how it's a little confusing. The placement of reports in there and also just the name background jobs was an issue, like people thinking it's too vague. Are there any thoughts on that? In the navigation folder, I put up just a quick and dirty breakdown of the ones that were in the old navigation document, if people want to see that. There's a screenshot in there. But I would like to hear some input from people, maybe suggestions for what might be a better alternative to background jobs, what might be more intuitive.
That's a good question, and I totally agree that the term background jobs can be really confusing to a lot of users. They just don't understand what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, it's under create, but I mean, background jobs kind of sounds inactive. Like it might not be if you're looking, say you're new and you don't know where to go to export or import or create a report, you might not even look there because it sounds like something inactive. So one of the suggestions was to change it to something like create job or new job, just to draw people's attention there.
Mm-hmm. Or whether to do away with the extra nesting and just have it
yeah,
under the
yeah.
create menu and then just specifically say create report, create PDF and other things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't know if those were jobs that needed to be grouped together for some reason or another. I'm fairly new to ASPACE. So I didn't know if that was a functionality that needed to be together.
Christine, would you like to weigh in on that?
The main reason, I guess, that things are in that area is just, it's more like functionally what they do in the application, which is that you can do them in the background without in theory, impacting, like you can go about doing your business in other areas of the application while those are running. So that's why they're all in the background jobs area. But yeah, they don't necessarily have a lot of relationship to each other. It's just more how they interact with the application. That's why they're there.
So maybe...
Okay, well then, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, like you suggested, Lydia, just having them in the menu itself might be a fix.
And there might maybe within the descriptor, once you arrive to the page, it could say something like, I mean, these background jobs usually don't take that much time, but just a little something saying that these operations may take a minute and it's okay to continue working in other parts of the program. That could use some wordsmithing, but maybe that might... accomplish the goal too.
I'm seeing in the comments that it might be a problem for some people to have these separated, so maybe we'll have to work on that a bit more.
I think it's a matter of vocabulary. Background jobs don't necessarily explain what they are. If there was another way of calling them.
I think it's worthwhile to brainstorm different intuitive titles for that grouping. If it's a problem for some people to take them out and put them in the menu, just try and think of something that will draw people to it for the functions that are provided.
I was just going to write, but I can talk faster. I was just curious, Johanna, please let me know if I mispronounce your name. I was just curious what type of other background jobs your institution uses.
Hi, so we have created, so at Harvard there's many different repositories in one single shared instance, and we have something that we call Link-O-Matic, which allows talks to our digital repository and creates digital object records for archival objects, basically. So that's the only one we have locally so far. But I'd also like to add that when you have a lot of different repositories in a single instance, then you end up with problems about the timing, because if it's a big background job, then it keeps everyone else from doing sort of the smaller jobs.
So I think it sounds to me like it may be a good idea just to keep that nested folder, but if we decide to give it a slightly different name, so say for example if we did do create jobs or something like that, as long as the background jobs have a home to go to, that may be okay, right? So maybe the customization team or organization menu organization might also like to weigh on this too. Okay. Maybe this is an issue that we could type up and summarize and send off to the group to continue to get some more ideas about it. But I think this is good things to ask ourselves and good things to discuss too. Sarah, did you have any other ideas? Any other things you wanted to talk about?
With the background jobs, the other issues that I've seen so far were people confused about, say, when a job fails, the sidebar. People have gone to background jobs on the left-hand sidebar that pops up when you try to say, we were seeing it was to import an EAD, and they clicked on that to try and redo it, and it was just confusing because it cycles you back through, and you have to go up to create and go to background jobs to start a new job. Is this an issue anyone else has come up with?
Yes.
Or experience?
In general, I think the layout, the visual layout for that background jobs could be addressed. And that's one thing that I've been trying to tackle in the visual group. And so if you also have some ideas, feel free to take a look at our spec sheet and feel free to add in some other things as well, especially screenshots and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. The homepage for background jobs is a little, I guess not what I would expect. Like, it just takes you to the list of jobs that are completed or failed instead of options, as I expected. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll take a look at that one too.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Let's see here. Checking the chat. So it looks like, oh yeah, yes, about having jobs created with less steps. I mean, ideally, I would love to just have it be a click of a button when you're open in the resource page to say, if you do want to generate a PDF, just push that and then have it do it and spit it out already, as opposed to navigating to that one page, then having to research it and wait for it to index along the list and say, yes, I want that resource exactly, and then have it go. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Christine, do you know if that's even possible, though? Is there a reason why it always goes to that search page first to then generate?
No, I think that's actually a really easy fix. So there is already a JIRA for that. And everyone considers that annoying. So yeah, it's definitely something that can be fixed. Doesn't have to be the way it is. Yeah.
I wonder if maybe you could draft up a JIRA ticket for that, just to get that rolling sooner than later.
Oh, well, that already exists as a JIRA ticket. I could track it down. And we're talking about the PDF, generating a PDF on the staff side. The fact that if you're on a resource record, you have to get kicked over to the background jobs area and selected again and all that.
Yes. And also exporting EAD. And I mean, ideally all of those background jobs, it would, what Alexandra mentioned was it would be great to have multiple ways to navigate to these particular tasks.
Yeah. So exporting is generally not a background job. So exporting EAD by itself or exporting MarkXML itself is not a background job. It doesn't kick you over to the background jobs area, because that is one where you have to wait until it completes to go on and do the next thing. But PDF, because PDF really works more like a report, that's why it's in the background jobs area. But yes, that's very confusing and no one should have to keep track of that. But there is a JIRA specifically for addressing that issue of making there be a shortcut. The issue of sort of changing how those work, or how, you know, being able to link to individual jobs more easily, that definitely would need some more specification on what that should look like. An individual JIRA created for it and things like that. But the little teeny issue of not having to enter the resource title in again to get a PDF of it, that there is a JIRA for that already.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I'm checking out the chat. Yay! Thank you. Thank you, Alexandra. All right. Want to take a look at this right now since we've been thinking about it? Okay. So, selecting print to PDF from the export menu for resource does not automatically start PDF generation of the resource. While the navigation has been improved since 1.3.0, when this issue was originally reported, as selecting the option doesn't now lead to a new background job page of type print to PDF. The name of the resource to print is not pre-populated. This process should either work from the flyout as with EAD, or if that is not possible because printing to PDF is a background job, the resource should be pre-selected. Does anybody have any points of discussion about this? Christine, do you think that there's anything else needed for this ticket?
Since there's two options there, but just basically have to say which option it should be.
of these screenshot attachments?
So there, because it says should either work from the flyout or work as, you know, go into the background jobs area with the resource pre-selected. So should have one way, whichever is the preferred option should be indicated.
So the flyout would be the menu above the resource record?
So the way the export menu where you currently select, you know, print to PDF there, where you select EAD, and I'm not looking at ArchivesSpace right now, so I'm saying this off the top of my head. But mm-hmm. So there's a button on the toolbar for any resource record that you're on. That's the button is called export. And when you click on that, you get those options like EAD, which has a separate little flyout menu to check off some options. There's Mark XML there, and there's print to PDF there, and I think container labels is there. So it would be like, do you just have a flyout from the PDF selection from there, or do you get kicked over to the background jobs, but have it already say what resource you want to create a PDF of? So whichever of those options, we need to know which one.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts, anybody? So Christine, just so I understand, it would be this general area? Meaning the flyout area? Like that? And then just that would go to create
the PDF? Do you have an archive space up? Because I'm looking at Jira, so.
Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
So it won't be there technical, no matter what.
yeah, technical difficulties here. All right, got it? Do you see it here? So say I have this, and I believe that, say, if we went to export, then we do print resource to PDF, it should automatically generate and then kick out a PDF.
Right.
That would be the nice thing to do. Okay. Anybody else have any discussion about this? Let's do it. Okay, I think so let's see here, where is it? So Christine, since it's not really on our work board, what would be the proper procedure for us now?
So you could certainly add your labels to this. And if you want to put it, then once the labels are on there, I think it should, as long as it has staff interface label, I think it should show up in your board.
Okay.
You can move it over to the ones that you want.
Sorry about that comma. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep working on that then. I'm going to stop sharing for now. All right. Well, that's exciting. We got one.
Yay.
Okay, Sarah, do you have any other things to talk about right now? All right, should we move on to...
That's it for me.
Okay, great. Once I'm ready to move things on the Kanban board, I'll get back to you. But for now, should we move on to time-saving group? Anybody from the time-saving group would like to start talking about what you guys have been working on?
I guess I could still start. Like the navigation group, we added a folder to put documentation in. I exported from Jira anything that had the staff interface epic. And then Margaret cleaned it up and loaded it to the folder. And she also added a column for the issues that seemed like they would fall into the time-saving devices. And then Annie identified three to start out with. issues that were in the Kanban board in, I don't remember what that column is, the almost ready to go column, that were time-saving devices that we think can be added to the ready to go, except for one of them I agree with it, but I'm wondering if anybody else out there uses it, how it currently works. The issue is when you do a browse on a session records, it lists the dates, not in date order, but in which has the most records with that date order. And I know I would prefer to have them in date order, but I didn't want to make that unilateral decision. If there's somebody else who uses the order it does come in for some particular reason. So either we make that unilateral decision or we turn it into a toggle where people could either sort it one way or sort it the other. And then the other document in there is a Word document, kind of by screen, with screenshots of that screen and some time-saving devices that apply to that. We haven't actually gone through very many of those. We'll continue to add to it. That's all I got. If Margaret or Annie want to add, feel free to chat or jump in.
I think you pretty well covered it. Thank you.
For that particular JIRA about the accession sidebar by date, that's one that I logged, and I'm definitely for that. For flexibility, having the ability to toggle between those two might be a great idea, but have the default be sorted by date. It sounds to me like the consensus is more about the date, so I'd say let's do that too. Oh, okay, yep. Okay, so having the ability to manipulate these facets might be a good capability to maintain. Okay, Malaka or somebody, would you be willing to, well, I'm still learning how to use this system, so I'm trying to get back to that lovely Kanban board.
So update the JIRA ticket and move it on the Kanban board, or would you prefer to move it?
All right. Malaka, if you've got the capabilities, why don't you go ahead and do it? You've worked hard on this, so please go ahead.
Thanks.
And while you're at it, since I'm not so hot at using Confluence here, would you be willing to move over the other one as well? Let me know either way.
Sure, I could do it.
Thank you.
Talking about Confluence and having things on Google Drive, can we move everything on Google Drive? Because for instance, I know I should have remembered, but I had completely forgotten that the minutes and the agenda were actually on Confluence until just now Christine had sent the email that she has starting adding the minutes, start writing in Confluence, and that generated automatically an email. It would be good to have to everything regarding the working group in one place.
Well, it would be good to have everything in one place, but part of the problem is that everything else in archive space is in Confluence.
Would it be possible to put a final report in Confluence and everything which we are working on Google Drive?
Yeah. So So what we currently are doing is that the minutes and the recordings of the minutes are going to be posted on Confluence. And so this is so that anybody who's interested in our work, for transparency's sake, will be posted there as a central location for all things related to archive space. And that's also what I hope to have for our specs in the future. At the very beginning of this project, I had this, some people might remember, I was trying to figure out whether we should be editing our documents directly into Confluence from the very beginning. And partially because I have a lot of technical intimidation of Confluence, and I feel like maybe some other people do too. That's why we ended up using Google Drive as our working space. Are there other people that would like to see more of our work's activity within the Google Drive?
I would. I certainly would.
Like, what would you like to see?
For me, just more of, what do I want to say? Bringing the documents we're working on into Google Drive. I'm lagging behind by one meeting. So I'm backing and forthing between Confluence and spreadsheets and things. And it's just, if it would be work for someone else to do, but if it could be streamlined a little bit, that might make me feel like I'm coming back up to speed a little faster.
Well, I'm hesitant to have too many copies of, say, the meeting minutes floating around, especially if they change versions. But I really appreciate Annie Tang for drawing together that one document that has all the links to, oh, if you want to find this thing here, it's over here. And if you want to find that thing, it's over there. What I could do is copy the meeting minutes and send it out as a group email. Would that be okay? Thank you, Annie, for sending along that link again. As far as just keeping everybody on the same page, as in, like, today we discussed this. All right, some people nod their head there. Again, I don't really want to keep too many different versions of the meeting minutes in different places for now. But one thing I was thinking about, talking about with you guys, is that I think it's wonderful that groups have started their own folders, so that way they can really grapple with these issues and have as many documents and as many different things they need to in order to accomplish their tasks there. One thing I was wondering about is if we can move those folders into the draft specifications, so that way your spec document, which might only be a brainstorm document that could be out of date already, is within your folder, which is all within that spec document. Does that sound okay? So I'm going to do a little screen share so that way we are all completely on the same page here. Let's see. Okay. Okay. All right. Do you see this Archive Space Staff Interface project? Is it there? Hopefully. No. Okay. All right. Let me try that again. Okay. Well. All right, this should be the broader desktop. So you see all of my junk on the desktop. And so here's the Archive Space Staff Interface project. What I was hoping to do is, a lot of groups have created their own folders, which is fantastic. Can we all move them into the draft specifications? And this way, these individual documents can also go in your group folder. And kind of like what we've done already for this meeting, whenever the group is going to present, they could just send out a link on the list of the particular documents, or whether they want the whole folder for people to look through. Does that sound okay? I get a few yeses. All right, great. Sounds good. Would you guys be willing to move your stuff, because I don't want to do anything bad? And probably what I'll do, and you guys might want to do it too, but I'll do it for sure, is just download this whole folder to make sure that nothing dies during the process of it. All right, thank you. All right, so that's a plan for that too. Anybody else from the time-saving group, any other things to discuss? Okay, I just wanted to let
Annie has something that she, but she's on chat. She doesn't have voice.
So oh, okay. Sure thing. All right. Thank you, Annie. One thing I was going to, I was meaning to talk to your group about was that since I'm working in the visual group, I've been doing some write-ups on WCAG 2.0 AA standards for accessibility within the staff interface. So that kind of ties in with your group, and I'm happy to eventually kick it over to you guys, or we can just cross-reference it. One thing that everybody should be thinking about is how in the world are we going to put this thing together as far as recommendations? So if we do decide to cram it into one document, whether we should be contributing to that document as we go along, or whether at a later point in the future we should try to put it together, maybe maintaining our own groups, kind of like chapters. Different ways to do it, just things to think about. Okay, so a discussion from Annie Tang is about, as a staff user, I'd like to set a default repository for login. So as a repository that, as an institution that has several repositories within archive space, that can be kind of problematic. Annie, do you work a lot with several repositories? Like, do you have edit privileges for several repositories? Okay. Does anybody similar situation or have experienced similar situations? Currently, with us at MSU, we actually have two different instances of archive space, just because the university archives is on a different version than the special collections archive space instance. So that is complicated within itself. And otherwise, we have a data entry repository, which is just trying to get around that hack of not trying to give very casual volunteers or student workers capabilities of blowing up our system. Okay, so Annie, was that a very difficult tweak on the back end in order to accomplish this? Like, would this be something that perhaps could be updated within the documentation of archive space? Well, here's another thing. This might be a good idea for the user accounts and permissions team to take a look at this too, because I could kind of see. Well, I guess mostly with permissions, but it may be something that that a system administrator might automatically assign to somebody that could be done in the staff interface, so you don't have to go into the back end. Mm-hmm. All right, can I suggest that the user accounts and permissions team take a look at this and then possibly revisit this issue? I don't think it's really, a terrible pain to have it keep kicking around for a little bit longer.
Sure, I can put it on our list of stuff to look at.
Yeah, thanks. Annie, I'm totally there with you. I don't know. I don't really do anything with the back end. My IT people won't let me go to the back end. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other discussions? And just to confirm, Malaka, were you able to move all those two JIRA tickets to ready for implementation?
I moved the one, and I'm adding comments about our decision that the print to PDF, just print the PDF to the comments before moving that one.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. Let's see here. I created a screenshot as well, if that would be helpful, Malaka, to just add.
I think there's already a screenshot in that JIRA ticket. So.
Okay. All right, let's see here. One more thing. Were there any other JIRA tickets I had tagged earlier that could be ready to go as well? Let's see here. Okay. So another fairly straightforward one, I think, is having admins identify and deactivate the accounts of users that are no longer active within the repository. Here's the link right here. As an archivist and archives manager, I want the ability to identify specific users as inactive in archive space so that they either do not appear in the primary user list or can easily be filtered out of the view. I do not want inactive user agent records deleted. The limited usability of the current manage user screen, no searching or fasting, that's a problem in itself, makes working with user records unwieldy, particularly for medium or large implementations where the staff list can get quite long. Deleting inactive users in the system, example, former staff, is not a workable solution, as deleting them also removes their corresponding agent record and thereby removes their association with important collection management events. So Jason Loeffler in the comments said it would be pretty straightforward to include a checkbox designating active / inactive status and having a corresponding filter of the user's page. And Mark Custer says this checkbox could remove the permissions for this inactive users. Again, this is something that user accounts and permissions team probably could be looking at. User accounts and permissions team folks, do you feel like you have any other comments for it?
No, I don't think so. I think we have, there might have been a similar JIRA ticket, but I think this one seemed pretty straightforward.
Let's see here. I think we have recently written a plugin for this, but it hasn't been tested yet. If you have written a plugin for it, be sure to let Christine DiBella know. So I think somewhere in a ticket or else just in my own head, one of the things I was hoping is that the user accounts view could also have a search bar, which maybe we should add that. Maybe we should think about passing this particular ticket in a future meeting. Do people feel okay about holding it off, or do you feel like just commenting on this and then saying, good enough for us, let's move it along, sound good instead? Thoughts either way? Okay, I think what I'll do, unless other people would like to jump in, is somebody or me could just go ahead and write in about a search bar as well. And then we can move that along too. I'll let you know when that happens. So that way you can jump in and object if you feel like it. Okay, does that sound okay? So it's getting pretty close. All right, Annie says, great. Thank you. So I will follow up shortly with that. All right, takeaways for the rest of this meeting. Do any of the other teams want to volunteer for next time? Otherwise, I might volunteer you guys.
Can we just try to see if we can find more volunteers for the visual layout group? Because at
the moment, yeah. Please go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. As you have followed the discussion on emails, I think we have gone to two, and maybe yourself will be able to join in. But our group has not met yet because, in fact, the number of people part of it has been dramatically reduced. So are there volunteers, or maybe we should make a different plan?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me, Mariella. So yeah, the visual mobile group is a little underhanded, and I'm sure all of your other teams might feel that way too.
It's
but
visual layout, not visual mobile. It's visual.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if is anybody interested in doing a kind of a secondary appointment with this team? If you are, please go ahead on the team rosters, are the emails, and please go ahead and contact this team. I think I'm on this team too, and we can appreciate all brains on deck. So thank you so much. All right, so any other teams interested in presenting for this next session? Otherwise, I will be snooping around to see who has been very active and suggesting you folks to volunteer. Okay? No takers yet? All right, I'll be in touch. All right, so we have about 9 minutes left. And so I have created breakout rooms to just give you guys an opportunity to meet up briefly with your team members. Please let me know if you have any trouble with this. This is a new feature for me too. It's at the bottom of your screen on the bottom right area. It says more and then breakout rooms. And this should be all of the teams right here. So that's where I'm going. And if you've got a split, that's fine too. But otherwise, let's try to meet up in these breakout rooms. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for all of your help. Off to the teams.
For those that are still here, and I don't know how this functionality works either, but it looks like for some people there might be down in the lower right corner, there might be a more button with a arrow drop down. It sounded like that was what Lydia was talking about. I don't have a breakout option there either, so it may be that that's not actually enabled for us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyway, folks, please drop a line to your group. And I hope that your groups are working out. So thanks so much for all of your help. If you've got a split, if it doesn't work for some reason, don't worry about it. Okay, I'd better get going. All right, bye.
Bye.